morning. Welcome to another exciting daily episode of Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church and St. James Christian Academy Preschool through 12th grades. I'm Donalyn Curry, your host. For more information, why don't you check out our web at www.christfamilychurch.net. Now, join my husband, Pastor Jerry, as he's teaching on the power of the Word.
1948-49 was the rebirth of Israel. So something big happened in Israel when that took place. Something big happened in Israel in 1492 with the Spanish Inquisition, when there was another tetrad. So we're seeing these things. These are facts. You can go and study them up. And I get my information from NASA site, from people that know about this and have studied it. I've done some research myself and all this kind of stuff. And I found something out about another day, which is the 9th of Av, it's A-V, on the biblical calendar. But on the Gregorian calendar, it's August. Remember Av, August. Something about the 9th of Av, and I'm going to show you what took place there. Amen. So there are signs in the heavens. Or do you believe that God's just not being serious when he said there'll be signs? He said there will be for signs. Is that correct? Do you need to see the scripture again or do you believe it? You believe it, because I don't want to find the scripture right now, because I'll have to get to it. Genesis 1:14. Right? In Genesis 1:14, he said, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens and divide the day from the night, and let them be. Let what be? The lights in the firmament. What's that? Stars, sun, moon, galaxies, Jupiters, you name it, okay? And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Signs and seasons. Remember, warnings and feast days. Amen. All right, so we looked at that. That's Genesis 1:14. You can check it out again at home. All right, so now we have Israel becomes a nation and they have a tetrad, blood moons, falling on Passover, falling on Sukkot, which is tabernacles. Coincidence? Just a coincidence? Maybe. Maybe not. All right. And incidentally, when Jesus died, do you know that there were eclipses going crazy? Solar eclipses. There were solar eclipses at the time of Jesus' death, his birth and his death. At the time, there were total solar eclipses and partial solar eclipses. When he died that day, it wasn't a solar eclipse when the place turned dark, remember? Because a solar eclipse lasts for what? 8 minutes? 10 minutes? But it was dark for 3 hours. God turned the sun dark for 3 hours. That's an ominous warning. Okay? All right, now, so this is interesting. And then something else happened in 1967 and 1968. 1967 and 1968, you all know what happened? Here's what happened. Jerusalem took over and got Israel got Jerusalem back. They were surrounded by all of the nations around them, and they were like the minority. Everyone in the world said, this is it, Israel's done. It's over. And they were attacked from every side and every quarter. And Israel not only defeated them, this was a six-day war, remember? They ran and left their shoes in the desert the way they ran so fast. The shoes were holding them back. They left their shoes and scattered. I remember reading that. Well, my dad or someone telling me that they left their shoes. Any of you remember that? Yes. Right? Yes. And it was unheard of that Israel would defeat all of these armies. And not only that, they took Jerusalem back. They took the Gaza Strip back. They took the Golan Heights back. They reclaimed all of the land that belonged to them. Amen. I've got an ominous warning from God for all of us. You want to hear what it is? Yes. God said, do not divide the land of Israel. Did he not say that? He said, do not divide the land of Israel. And do you know, and I'm going to show you just now, in 2005, Ariel Sharon gave the Gaza Strip to the Palestinians and forced, how many of you remember? Forcibly forced at gunpoint Israelites out of the Gaza Strip. Yes, yes. And do you know that he ended up in a coma for 8 years? Yes. Do you know that's true? Yes. Do you think it had anything to do with it? I don't know. I'm just saying. Right? And do you know what they're trying to do now? With a tetrad in the middle of us? Trying to divide the land. Who's trying? Our president's trying. That other Kerry Fairley, Ferry Kerry, whatever he is. He's trying. No, I'm not being disrespectful. But he's trying to divide the land. He's trying to tell Israel they cannot defend themselves. The world's trying to, they're trying to divide the land. And God said, listen, you will have me against you if you try and divide, or if you divide the land of Israel. And I'm telling you, America better get off their high horse and stop trying to take over the land. Stop trying to give it to other people. They better leave that land alone. Because it's Israel's and it's God's and it's going to remain theirs.
Accredited academic excellence.
Peaceful environment.
Phenomenal music, ballet, and karate.
Cultural enrichment.
Competitive in sports. Chapel and character growth.
Are you looking for a great academic and Christ-centered school? Well, Christ Family Church has the solution for you. St. James Christian Academy, now enrolling preschool through the 12th grade with full scholarships available.
Amen. And I want you to know I back Israel. 100%. This church is for Israel. If you're not for Israel, you're in the wrong church. That's all I'm going to say about that. Amen. So they got hold of the West Bank, Jerusalem, the Golan Heights, the Gaza Strip. They got it all back, and there was a tetrad at that time. That's the celebrations, and they got the country back together. Amen. 1967, 1968. In 2014 and 2015, why have I got that one? I don't know. But you can see there's a blood moon right above the Wailing Wall. Isn't that powerful? A blood moon. Look at that. All the Jews standing in there. Look at them. Israelites. Wailing Wall with a blood moon. I love it. Amen. So I'll show you blood moons. This is actually why I've got this year. April the 15th, 2014, which was Passover. The first of a blood moon, of four blood moons appeared. And soon after that appeared, Hamas started firing over 4,000 missiles and rockets into Israel. They saw this soon after this, boom, 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 the same month. But now, on the 15th of April, which is a Gregorian calendar, the 15th of April was Passover. And we had a blood moon. Today is what? Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. And guess what? We had a blood moon today. Right? And so, I'm just showing you some blood moons. Look at that. The Dome of the Rock with a blood moon behind it. To me, that's like an ominous sign. Really, I mean, like, wow. And then the blood moon over a city. You see that? That's what a blood moon looks like. But, yes, something exciting. The last of the blood moons, the last of them, is called a super blood moon. Why is it a super blood moon? Well, how many of you know that the moon orbits the earth in a it's not round, it's in a, what do you call it? Oval, thank you. It orbits earth oval. This time, the last one, next year in September the 28th, on Sukkot, or Feast of Tabernacles, is going to be a super blood moon. It's going to be what they call, look so much bigger because it's at the closest point to the earth that it's ever been and ever going to be. It can never get closer than the last one that's coming up. Now, you can check this out on NASA's site and wherever else you like, okay? I did my study before I started talking about this. It's going to be at its closest point to the earth. The last one, a super blood moon. That to me is just very, very exciting. Can you say amen? Yeah. Then we have a total solar eclipse on Nisan, the first, which is March the 20th for us, which is the beginning of the religious calendar. So you're going to have a solar eclipse. There you have it. Four blood moons and a complete solar eclipse makes this extremely unusual. Now, 2 weeks later, after this happens, on the 1st of Nisan, 2015, which is the beginning of the religious calendar, incidentally, after this happens, 2 weeks later, a total lunar eclipse on Passover, and then 2 weeks later, a partial solar eclipse on Rosh Hashanah, and then again 2 weeks later, another total lunar eclipse on Sukkot, a blood supermoon, and all of them are on the feast days. All of them are on feast days, everyone. That is highly unusual to happen. All right? Now, let me give you some information here. Blood moons from a Jewish mindset, because I've been studying now a lot about the Jewish religion, and not the religion, but about what they believe and the calendar and what have you. This is from a Jewish mindset. According to Judaism, in their history, in the Talmud, it talks, and the Talmud is a huge collection of doctrines and laws compiled and written before the 8th century AD by ancient Jewish teachers. The Talmud, which often cites the Old Testament, is a basic book of Jewish law. All right? So, in the Talmud, it talks about if there's a total blood moon, judgment is coming upon Israel. If there's a total solar eclipse, judgment is coming upon the nations. This is what they talk about there. The sun being bigger than the moon represents the nations. The moon being smaller represents Israel. Now listen to this. I found this on CNN this morning. It said the brilliant hues of a blood moon come from the edges of the sun peeking around the periphery of the earth, catching the atmosphere. It's essentially a global sunset shining on the moon, which has to be in just the right position to catch those rays. Lunar eclipses, whatever the variety, occur in random order. NASA says, getting four total eclipses in a row, especially blood moons, is like drawing a rare lunar poker hand of four of a kind. That's what NASA says. All right, so it's very unusual. John Hagee said that there would not be any more tetrads or four blood moons, and I checked it, in the future that fall on these holidays. So he says a current tetrad could indicate the start of some major earth-shattering events. Now, is that going to happen? I don't know. Am I worried about it? No. Am I going to do anything about it? No, I'm going to keep living like Jesus is coming tomorrow anyway, or tonight. Amen. I'm not going to change my life. I'm just going to keep filling up with the Holy Spirit. I'm going to be like the five wise virgins who kept oiling their lamps up. I don't want to be like the silly, foolish ones who didn't trim and stay with the Lord and kind of left him. Because when they went to get the oil, they came back. He'd come and gone. He'd taken the bride and he'd left. The groom came, took the bride and gone. And the door was locked. They couldn't get in. So why am I telling us all of this? Because maybe we need to be aware that things are taking place. Some people say, well, we've heard the end times for the longest time ever. We've heard it from the 1960s that this is the end days. Well, it is. And it's that much closer than the 60s, because in the 60s, number one, you did not have CNN or these internet. You didn't have it. You couldn't see the two prophets that came back to the earth, standing there telling people to repent, and then watch them get killed and see them for 3 days lying on the ground, and then see them rising, God raising them up. Amen. The world is going to see it. We couldn't in 1960.
Christ Family Church is dedicated to helping our community through various ministries such as our food pantry, healing school, and life groups. We invite you to experience miracles with us in your everyday life.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this message from Pastor Jerry Curry. If you'd like to know more about Christ Family Church, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and our website at www.christfamilychurch.com.